Hi there, listener. Sonic Architect Adam here. Do you like bonus content? Do you like ad-free content? Do you like getting everything 24 hours earlier than everybody else? If so, join us over on patreon.com/noencore, where you'll get all episodes 24 hours early, ad-free, weekly previews, and bonus content just like this. So enjoy this preview of what's there over on patreon.com/noencore.
Thanks very much. Oh, it's pretty radical. Okay, we're going to play another new song for y'all. This one is called Cities on Fire. Did anyone see us on the... Anyone see us on the Firestar Tour? Is anyone here tonight who hadn't seen us before the Firestar Tour? Like one guy. Great, thanks for coming.
Which one is it?
I saw it. There's a hand. There's a movie. He's got glasses.
I can't see it. It's the mist. I'm getting the cataracts.
It's
terrible. It's straight. Ages. Oh, it's a terrible thing. So this is Cities on Fire.
Hello and welcome to the second episode of No Encore's Album Club, exclusive for patrons. I was about to do the Patreon link, but they've already got it. Yeah. So that would be, you know, weird of me, wouldn't it?
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah,
it'd be strange. This is Dave Hanratty. I'm here with Adam Shanahan.
Hello, everybody.
And we're in the studio. So I've dragged myself here with a hangover to discuss.
It's the chill zone. Patreon famously the chill zone.
It's going to have to be. It was the fucking gale force wind zone as I was walking up here. So, you know, but yeah, listen, we've launched this new thing, of course, and Adam kicked it off with Catfish and the Bottlemen. And we'll never hear from them again.
Well, it's the only album that I love, like, so. It's the only album from them that I really, really like. So.
Yeah, and, like, you know, I got excited about this. Now, of course, Adam is primarily, I guess, at least to start with, you're digging into your own record collection. Like,
that's the parameters that I've set for myself, but that's not the parameters for the show.
Exactly, because, of course, in classic me fashion, I went, I know what album I want to start with. I don't have it on vinyl, though.
Yeah.
Can I still do it?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. I mean, I do want to get this on vinyl, and I intend to, but, like, it's just, it's not exactly...
really nice, isn't it?
It does look nice. Yeah. There is, I did see it on, yeah, it's on, like, a record label website in the UK, but I also, like, I've yet to pull the trigger, but, I mean, like, it's not one you're going to just find down the street, because this band are, I mean, like, cult, I would say, for sure, a cult... classic in a way. The name of the band is Ruben. So Ruben is the name of the act. In Nothing We Trust is the name of this record. It's their third and final album, if I have that right. They're a UK outfit that I kind of stumbled across at some point in the mid-2000s. And for whatever reason, this album just really kind of got under my skin. So I guess I'll try and take you through it, because, I mean, like, I think part of the point of this, of doing this, is to... you know, give you an overview of the act as well, and not just focus on the album, even though, of course, it is the No Encore Album Club. You know, kind of a catch-all where possible. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I did something I don't always do for the show, which I feel like I'm betraying. I'm making myself sound like I don't do any work, which is not true, but, like, I wrote 12 pages of notes.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to jump in here. Like, so Dave's going to drive this episode anyway.
I'm going to try to.
As is the kind of style of, you know, this podcast. We just happen to be here together.
It won't always be this way.
Yeah. Don't get used to it. No, yeah. I'm only joking.
Don't get attached.
But, like, what I will say is, when you sent me that, I was like, you are setting me up for... it's like a height I cannot reach.
Well, it's not going to be like a 2-hour episode or anything.
No, not at all. No, but
I needed to take some notes, because I didn't want to just riff. I wanted to have a little bit of, you know, info in front of me, which, again, like, it's not that, you know, obviously we do the show every week. There's a running order, you know, if you do the top five, whatever. Like, it's, but I think a lot of it is reactive, and a lot of it is just kind of like, you know, like the basics, and then let's have a more general chat. But with this, I think you need to be like, what the fuck are you talking about, Dave? I've never heard of this act. Could you please educate me a little bit and give me some context? So with that in mind, Ruben, where a heavy rock trio from the Farnborough/Aldershot area of Southern England. So you're talking about bands coming from the scene like Vex Red and 100 Reasons. Acts that would have been very present when I was reading Kerrang! Back in the early to mid-2000s, and I definitely would have seen Ruben's name pop up in there as well. And if you're listening to stuff like the Radio 1 Rock Show with Marianne Hobbs on, I think it was Radio 1 in the UK, at night, you'd hear stuff like this. And I remember Vex Red being like a big pushed act in that kind of scene at a certain time, and then 100 Reasons came along, and there was that really, really good debut album, Ideas Above Our Station, I believe it's called. I had that. I had the Vex Red album, which was called Start With a Strong and Persistent Desire. It didn't quite take off for Vex Red. 100 Reasons, I think, are still going. I could be wrong. And Ruben are kind of an act that had their time, but it never got huge. They definitely would have been playing at, you know, the Download Festival and various things like that. They were this kind of alt band, but it was something approaching underground, I think. So, renowned for their genre-busting catalog of songs, energetic live shows, and inventive promo videos, they were also noted for their loyal and personal approach to their fan base. So, they arrive in 2001 while they're still in college. The original lineup of the band is frontman Jamie Lennon, John Pierce, and Mark Lawton. They were the original trio. Mark Lawton was replaced on drums by a guy called Guy Davis the following year, and they released a bunch of singles, toured around, and started getting a bit of buzz on Radio 1 and MTV2. Like, again, it's so clearly in the alt space.
In 1996, when I first started playing, so I was 14, because everyone else started playing guitar, I was like, I'll play guitar as well. But what I'd realised was if I played bass, no one else played bass. So if I play bass, I'd get in all the bands, because there was just physically no other bassists. So I went to a guitar teacher and he taught me bass. Jamie was another student.
Julian, my guitar teacher, and my parents had sent me to being very quick to pick up on my songwriting, which was my talent. So then I had all these songs and I said to Julian, well, I want to get a band together. And he go, well, you know, I've got this guy called John, he plays bass. And I was like, right, cool.
I went to his house and my mum dropped me off and we were just playing. We didn't even have little proper amps or anything. We just kind of played with a stereo recording it, which was really cool. Mark started drumming for us in 99, maybe.
He left, got a guy on drums, and that's the evolution of Ruben.